Parshas Baloischa. So you have here the Maisa Menorah with a whole bunch of things that are kind of strange over here in the way the parasha is brought. The first one is Rashi, famously. Rashi says, "Lom nischa parasha amnoi la parasha nesiim, lefishek shor aranchus nesiim chol shos daitoi, shloi emoyim bechanuka loigu leshiftoi, oma kadosh baruch hu chayechon shalchok doyle mishalhem, shatamadek umeitus aneiris." So he told him that Dir Avoida is going to be bigger than Dir Avoida. It's the whole thing is really strange, because Lamaisa, the Parsha, you know, so Ramban asked the Kashas, what about the Keteris and so on? You know, the Keteris is the Chashas Avoida. Besides which, the Haktara afterwards, or even Bishas Maisa, bringing the carbon, the tafkid of the Nesim was to bring it. The Avoida is either Moshe as a Kohen or the Kohanim, but Avoida's carbonus is also Kohanim Dikedin. So what's the difference? At the end of the day, all of it goes to Aaron HaKohen. There's some yichud over here that Dafka the Menorah was that which went to Aaron HaKohen, and everything else wasn't, the carbonus was shayach to everybody else, and it's shayach to them. That's one nekuda. Then the pasuk brings in v'zeh ma'aseh v'yas kein Aaron al mul pnei amnoira. So that's the end of it. And then the pasuk adds v'zeh ma'aseh amnoira miksha zov ad yerecha at pircha miksha hi kamar shah Hashem es moishe kinos as amnoira. B'chur, this doesn't belong here at all in this parasha. There's a parasha already. The very very beginning of Asiyas HaMishkan about how to make the Menorah, the no chidushim here, and this parasha is dealing with the Halos HaNeiros, which is the way Rashi described it, is Davoides Hadlaka, which was a sort of chinuch for the nyanim of Hadlakas HaMenorah. Throwing in v'zeh ma'is HaMenorah mixes of Adirecha is very strange. There's another inyan over here that is very interesting over here, in the fact that there's a parallel. There are a lot of parallels and contrasts that stand out between the two places where there was fire in the Beis Hamikdash. There was the Mizbeach and there was the Menorah. Both of them, it says Tomit. Eish Tomit took it on Mizbeach lo sichbeh. And Bahalois and the Ner Tamid by Adlokas HaNeiros. Those are the two places we have Tamid. The Ner Tamid of the Mizbeach, and the Ner Tamid of the Menorah, and the Eish Tamid Mizbeach. Both of them were Eish. But there are differences and distinctions in the Tamid by the Ner and the Tamid by the Mizbeach. One is the Tamid in the Mizbeach, the Emes, in the Mizbeach it says, the Chi of Tamid is the Lois Sichbe, not to extinguish it. The Ner Tamid in the that's the Eish Tamid. The Ner Tamid, the Chi of is to be mate of it and to be Mala Daenerys. It's not the Issa Kibui, but rather the pu'ula of bring it out. Salei Dovahu. And the reason L'chur is Pashit, that the Mizbeach was something that there was an Eish Min HaShemayim as a centerpiece, the Iker Eish HaShemayim, it was a mitzvah L'hoisiv from the Tzar, but the Eish was Eish Min HaShemayim. So over there the Iker Issa is to be Mechaber, over here the Chiv is to make the Eish. But the contrast is fascinating. Another contrast, the hadlaka of the ner of the menorah was done with something that was the finest product possible. It was zach kosis. It was the first spritz of the oil that was without like a pure quasi ruchniastic material. That's the best way to describe it. Very fine. What went onto the mizbeach was the coarsest material, the chelev, the emurim, noitzos. It says that the reach of it is horrible. The coarsest part of the animal, that which wasn't edible, that's what you couldn't eat, and was very, very heavy and filthy, that went onto the mizbeach. So la'idavahu, you have both ishim, which is sort of the finest part of the avodah, sort of eish is always a ruchnistic entity, and the eish of the menorah needs the finest product possible, the most refined product possible, to make it to make it be meir. The chalovim, the mizbeach, is the place where you have the coarsest, the heaviest, the chalovim. Interesting contrast. Another contrast that stands out between the menorah and the mizbeach. We mentioned the pasuk that says it was miksha achas. The mizbeach is meduyuk that it's mizbeach avonim. Mizbeach avonim, it has to be many avonim. That's an iser to make it out of one piece. And that's the iser is matseva. It's called a matseva is one piece, whereas a mizbeach has many pieces. The Gemara recognizes one of the ways it distinguishes a mizbeach of avodah zarah from a mizbeach of kodesh is it's called bimus. Bimus is a mizbeach of avodah zarah, and that's harbe avonim, many avonim, as opposed to Evan, I'm sorry, that is one Evan, as opposed to many Avonim, which is Mizbeah. So Rashi says, Rashi brings the Gemara, the Chazal, that Ha'uva b'mea Ovois, that even though the Matseva, the Ovis brought Korbanos on Matseva, that means a Matseva be'etzem is shayach to the Avoida of Mizbeah. A Matseva is appropriate to bring Korbanos on it, the Ovis did it. But since the Knainim made avodah zarah out of it, it became something that was mos, snua, and that's why we can't do it. So either we'll say something changed, but basher hu sham, from the very sheirish of for the very, very sheirish of the mizbeach, we have that it has to be mizbeach avonim. We don't have ever a tzivui that starts in matzeva and there's a shinui. For us, mizbeach is avonim and avonim dafka. So it's almost the hefech of the menorah being mikshachas. The menorah, the chiyuv, is mikshachas dafka. And I guess, I don't know if avodah zarah have menorahs, mistava, they do have menorahs, but even though they might have mikshachas, it makes no difference. Menorah has to be mikshachas, whereas a mizbeach is avonim, and b'meila, and that's it's more so avonim. You also get that sense, hefshet v'nituach. It part of bringing up something to mizbeach faktora is nituach. You have to cut it up. According to the Goyim, supposed to say that parasha is part of parasha's tamid, the pasuk of the hefshet sa'ila and so on, because the nituach of it is part of the halah and the akrava. Shemen is the shemen that comes out. Immediately, the shemen that has to be chopped up and gotten out doesn't work. You need to have it as it comes out as a whole drop. So there's an interesting, they're the same in the pshat that both of these are ishim and they are tamid. There's a ner tamid, it's eish tamid, and yet there's a world apart, many chilukim between the two in terms of how it's constructed and so on. So, without even understanding why, but we see a difference. In other words, the Nesiyim brought the Karbonis, and that was their Chanukas Abayis. Aaron HaKoyen brought lit the Menorah, and that's his Chanukas Abayis. We see a similarity between the two, and the fact that both of them had Eish Tamid as the heart of it, and yet we have these chilukim about whether you're taking the purest or the coarsest, whether it's Miksha Achas or it's Avonim, the differences in it, and yet you see another similarity, which is fascinating. Where do you take the fire from for the menorah? So the fire of the neiros, not the menorah, not the center one, they can light from each other, or from the there, or from the middle one. If the middle one went out, you take it dafka from the mizbeach. So you have the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is giving me the oyer. We're taking the oyer, a gachalas, from the mizbeach, and that's meitzis the menorah. So they have the same nekuda at their heart. The contrast between whether the chiyuv is to be madlikit tamid or not to be mechaber, the material that makes it happen, whether it's mikshachas or avonim avonim. So it's an extraordinary difference between the two inyanim. The Rambam Seif HaMitzvahs, when he describes the chiyuv of the being beis abchira, he says that the chiyuv of the binyan of is to have a place to bring karbanis and to be madlik and eish tamid. In Sefer, in Beis Bechira, he says the inyan of a Beis Hamikdash is to have karbanis and to be oil the regal. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he says to build a Beis Hamikdash to have an eish tamid and to be oil the regal. So having that eish tamid, and eish tamid is talking about as mizbeach, that's the pashas, it's sort of part of the karbanis. So this is a very, very central feature in the Bechal, just I guess in Beged Akdama, the inyan of the Eish Tamid, what does it mean, the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, to have an Eish Tamid, from a Ruchnistic point of view? The Rambam, Chazal tell us that the only Bria that happened after Shesh Mei Breishis or Shivas Mei Breishis is the is Eish, where Adam Arishon took two Avonim and he brought out Eish, and that's why we make the bracha Bo'emer Eish on Motzei Shabbos. So the understanding is, and it's, you know, it's translating to Metzias, Eish is something that doesn't occur naturally in the Bria. It's something that is extremely vital, and once we have a fire in the most primitive times, guarding the fire, keeping the fire going, was a very, very important job, because fire was so vital, and yet it wasn't like grass or water or animals that you could go out and it's sort of it's misrabe by itself, and you just have to pick them up. It's something that that making it is almost a bria. It's the sheirish of all melech Shabbos is like zavara eish, because eish represents a bria at its heart. It's a quasi bria that happened after the May Breishis, and therefore, it's something that doesn't occur naturally in the Bria, something that is as vital as it is, we need to keep it. We need to keep it going and so on. That's sort of the Nekud in the Rambam. In Ruchni, it's the same thing. Let's try to mivire a little bit and get an understanding of these two types of Ishim that split into Inyanim. Here's a word from the Arjavan, Ber Moshe, and he says an extraordinary Kara. It says, in our parasha, it says, Vayas Kein Aaron, Elmut Ne'emer El Nerseo, Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe. So Vayas Kein Aaron, Lahaget Shvach Sharon Shleishino. That's Rashi Ben Zifri, and everybody asks, what's the Shvach of Aaron? So he says like this. He says, of all of the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boire in the world, on each one in the Pasuk, it says, Vayas Kein. It says, Vayichain, I'm sorry, Vayichain. Vayomer Kim Yikov HaMayim, Vayichain. Vihi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yirokia. All of them, it says, Vayichain, Vayichain, Vayichain. The one place it doesn't say Vayichain is the first day. On Oyer. And the reason is, like Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goynez, the Oyer. He saw that Rishoyim can't survive with it, and therefore he was Goynez the Oyer for Tzadikim. So there's no Vayichain. Aaron HaKoyen's China of being Mala, of being Madlik, is a certain Gilui of the Araganus. So Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron brought the Kain into the world. He made it. He brought it into the Olam Asiyah. Vayas Kain Aaron. That's what he says. He's pointing at a Dova Omik and something that really is a mafteach for understanding the parasha. The word Kain in Lashon Kodesh is interesting. We translate it into English, yes, and that's that. We don't, that's easy translation. But it's much more complex than yes. The word Cain, let's show two more places. In Cainim Hadvarim, if my words are true, so yes, you can teach it colloquially as, if my words are yes, which means they're right and it's true. But the word kainim means truth, truthful. The sheirish of it seems to be the word kanoi, which means on its base, like the kir and kanoi. The word kan, kof nun, means a base. And as you would say colloquially, is there a basis for what you say? Is what you're saying based or not? I want to sharpen that hagdara. Whenever I say something, a dibur is something that floats in the air. It's something that's lacking in substance. So when a person comes along and tells a story, that story can be a story. And that's it. If I told it, Peteris, a story, I told it, Peteris, a story. If I didn't tell it, Peteris, Adis, it's a story, and that's what it is. If I make a promise for tomorrow, those are words. They can have meaning, they could not have meaning, they could become true, they could be solid. We say somebody's word is, you can cash his words. It means it's very solid, not solid. The Burim are Oisius Parchas Ba'ave. There are things that are Pireach Ba'ave. They don't have a basis. They don't have a Metzias. When they get a Metzias, that's when those words are Kenim. So Ken means, it means yes, but much more than yes. Ken means those words are Shayach to the Olam Hamaisa. And when they're Shayach to Olam Hamaisa, that's when they're Ken. So Ken, like Kenim Divrechem, meaning they are true, they're based on reality. Or Ken, when I agree to somebody, either on the Avar means, I think you're right, your words are based, anchored, solid. Or Kenim meaning that I will do it, it will come to the Olam HaMaisa. That's what the Sheirish of the word Kain is in Lashon Kodesh. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tzivui of Yehi Oyer, those words, Lo'ilam HaShem Dvaruch Hu Nitzav B'Shamayim, that didn't stop. No one doubts that Yehi Oyer in its full strength is there. The question is, did it did it find a metzias in the Bria? Does it have a basis in Olam HaMaaseh, in the physical world? So it didn't. Everything else, the Devar Hashem, was fully found its full manifestation in the physical world, and it became Desha, and became Eitz HaSapri, and it became Mikveh Mayim, everything. Oyer, in the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, did not become based. So I'd like to understand that Gonas. The pshat is that the Oyer didn't not happen. If, when we say Chas HaShalom, a dibur, that's not emes. So that word is lehoyer v'lenivra, and not even marshal. It's non-existent. It's charitable to say your words are lacking a basis when you mean to say you're a liar. Those words don't mean anything. But when a person says something, and it has but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yi'or, so the side of being goyin is it means it exists, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yi'or, Olam HaAseiah doesn't manifest it, so it's waiting to be manifested. The Gonas means it's waiting to come out. And b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out the Aaron HaKohen gave the Cain, the Vayas Cain Aaron. Aaron HaKohen brought out and gave realization to the tzivui of Yehi'ar. That's what it means mitzad its teichin. Let's try to understand it a little bit mitzad the application of it. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where there's confrontation between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaChomri, HaGashmi. The physical world comes into contact with Ribbono Shel Olam. In the entire world, the klal of Shamayim Shamayim LaShem V'Aretz Nasem V'Adam is Chal. And b'meila everything is Adamdik. There is no real overt manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world is its physical self. That's what it is. Beis HaMikdash is a common ground where Shemayim, Shemayim LaShem, and Oretz Nasem V'Adam come together in one arena. There's Asar Nisim. The same, on the one hand, there's Asar Mamoros Nivra Olam. That's also operative in Beis HaMikdash. Gravity works over there, and the sun shines, and the laws of nature apply. But also 10 Nisim, 10 laws of meta nature apply, and it commingles with the world of the physical world. That has two effects. The positive effect that an interaction between the world of Ruchnius and the world of Gashmius happens in two ways. One way is, like Hine Yoim Bo, Bar Ka'esh, and so on, the presence of Ruchnius is like a fire, it overwhelms, and it's mezachech a person bal korchoi. It's something which, just like when you put something to the fire, you just like Klal Yisrael was in the Kur Azov of Mitzrayim, it was a fire which purified them by melting impurities, by getting rid of impurities. So the Eish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's overwhelming us is something that is by removing that which is chomri, we allow for ruchnius to merge. So b'meila, the mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, like the Rambam says in Halacha, is the makom where we bring karbanis and a lila regel. all like the Sefer Mitzvah says, it's the makom that we bring karbanis, and there's an eish tamid. In other words, the chalavim and the emurim of this world come to the mikdash, and they melt. That which is coarse and animal-like is consumed by the fire of the mizbeach. The mizbeach is aicheles. The mizbeach, it's called achilas mizbeach in the lashonis of kachim. The mizbeach eats, consumes things that are coarse and so on. And b'meila, what's left is kaddish and torah and so on. So just like in the Yom HaNeira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pull out the Shemesh Min Atika, it'll burn and consume everything in the Bria that doesn't deserve a Metzias, the bad, the ra, and so on, that's the power of the Eish and Mizbeach. So it's a cleansing of our world by bringing it into contact with the outside fire, with the fire of Lamala. And that's why the Eish in the Mizbeach was be'etzem, be'ika, an Eish from Lamala. And there was a mitzvah to add to it. But Lamaisa, the Ika was there, and our Avoida was loisichbe. You can't make sure you don't extinguish it. A muscle to our avoda. One of a person's hisboininus of godless habayre is in order to wear away at, to sand down his rough parts, his gross parts, his coarse parts. So what I do is I let the musa beat me down. I understand what's right and how I'm not right. I understand what's fine and how I am not fine. And that's an avoda of a sort of a person melting down the parts of self that are coarse and chumri. That's one part of it. There's another nekuda. There's when a person has inside him ner lekim nishmas adam. A person has in himself, within his very pnim, he has a fire there. But it's ganus. I mean, if ner lekim nishmas adam, so where are all the, so why aren't we tzaddikim? The answer is, it's buried on the layers of chaymer. I can wear away the chaymer, and that's the b'china of Yisurim and Yirin and so on, all these inyanim, which wear away at the chaymer, and b'meila, what's good, is left over. I can also coax the oyer panimi and the adam to light up. Just like we've spoken many times about music, if I play a note and it resonates with something, the other thing resonates also. The ability for me to bring out the oyer that's gonus by coaxing that oyer out is the other side of Avodas Hashem, and that's the ner part of it. Oyer has a property that it burns. Or as a property that it lights, the outside, the eish from Hashem, is the eish that overwhelms me. It's an outside eish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yorad Alahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down on us, and b'meila whatever's in us in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just dissipates, evaporates. Masha'in came, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can talk to us. And something comes out from within. That's the oiragonus in the nishmas adam. Those were two avodas in the mikdash. The majority of the avoda was the first, was karbanis. All the nesiim brought karbanis. There was an eish tukar mizbeach, and that was it. It's also the reason why it's Mizbeach Havanim. Mizbeach Havanim means many bits and pieces. When a person gives Teichacha to someone else, Teichacha that's meant to burn away at the person's issues, each issue is a different issue. I tell, listen, you have a bad midah of kina and a bad midah of taiva and kaved and atzlus, and each midah I point out to why it's coarse and bad. Eivorim are, the word nesachim, we point out from the Targum, they're not, you don't cut up the animal to pieces. You dissect it into limbs. So each chelek in the ra sheboy, each chelek is ra in its own right. Raglayim rotzes lahora, and yadayim mashmashois, and einayim ayin roya leiv choymed. Each part of a person has its issues, its problems, and that's what is, and that's why that avoda is bits and pieces. Could have it been differently? I don't know. Could have been matzeva before that? I don't know. But akapanim, it's mizbeach avonim is part of that halacha. The menorah is the avoda of where I speak, I address the person's toiv, and I tell him ben melochim ato. I tell him your what's good about him. You have a chelek alekayim imal in you. It's not a different message to each problem of his. We identified one problem is that you don't understand who you are. And if you were to understand that you're chelek l'kai mimal, everything else would fall off. Sometimes I correct a person and say, don't wear, these shoes are not good, this is not clean, this is not right. That's when I'm identifying problems. When I tell them, you know, you're a prince, you need to dress like a prince, that's koil everything. That's because the point that I'm trying to make is not that, I'm not pointing out the problems, you don't have the picture of what you ought to be. The menorah, so there were two Chanukas habayis of the Mishkan, or the bayis, each one addressing a different eish that was there. The big eish, that each shevet was a different shevet. It was Yud Beis Shvatim. Each one had to bring their fire because that's a Mizbeach Avonim. Each point is a separate point. Each shevet has its weak points and its strong points. And B'meila, that was that Chanukas HaBayis, Chanukas Mizbeach, and that belonged to there. It dealt with the coarsest of materials, dafka, the fats and everything else, because that's what it was doing. It was an Eish Min HaShemayim that came from the outside, imposed its reality on us, and in that process got rid of every part of us that was ra. That's one avoid, that's one pillar of the Mishkan Mikdash. There was a second pillar, and that's what he says to Aaron HaKoyen. Shalcha, Gol Meshem, it's a Chanukah, because you're bringing in a second fire. It goes to the heart of Aaron HaKoyen's avoida, like it says, he would go to a chayta and be very friendly to him. And the chayta would start feeling bad about what he did wrong, and he would be mishap his maisim. You need to understand, it wasn't a game. Aaron wasn't a psychologist. He was playing a game, if I tell him this, that. Aaron saw the oir hagonus in each person, and b'meila, he spoke to the oir hagonus, and he told him, this is who you are. His interaction with the other people was to the person that he was. And the male of the person began to realize who he is. And therefore he changed. A person lives with a certain model of himself. One spoke about Ach B'Tselem Yis Halachish. A person creates a model that he lives for. And so one way is to destroy the model that he has, which requires a lot of work. A person can coax out the model that's inside. That was Aaron's avoda, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Shelcha godlo mishalahem." Their avoda is temporary, because when all the fats are destroyed and all the murm, everything else that's bad is destroyed, it's finished. That avoda finished at some point. The Oyer HaGonos, because it's a me'ein of the Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's the closest Briya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is be'etzem touches the Ein Sof. And there's never a time when we won't, even after the Elef Alofim, there's always somebody needed to point out to us another gneiz of Oyer that's inside of us. Shachok Kayim Lo'ilam means it's an avoda by its nature that's not temporary, because it deals with what's nitzchis in the Bria instead of what's ra in the Bria. Let's sum it up and let's bring out the nekudas of it. So we have the Mishkan stands, two ishim are the heart of the Mishkan in terms of this ish that we have to keep. There's the ish of Akravas Karbanis, and that's the first step. That's the reason why you can only light the menorah once you've taken it Eish HaGechelsim Mizbeach. I'll explain in a second why. The Eish HaMizbeach is an Eish that comes from the Shemayim, and in its jarring contrast to the world around it, it burns everything. Like it says by Rishon Bechoy, that whatever you looked at, it burnt. He destroyed everything, because in the close contact between the Ruchnis and the Gashmias melts away. Like the Eidayoyim Bor Katanur, and that was Karbonis, Kapara, and Vidui, and all the Mahalchi Tshuva, that's part of that process. It was in Zbech Havonim, because it dealt with each problem. Each chet has its own carbon, its own knetch of a carbon, its own avoidas, and so on. Different chatoyim have different mahalchim. That's one part of it. The second part is a whole different avoida of a gilui of tikkun adam, and that's the gilui of the Or HaGanus. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the world by bringing an Eish Min HaShemayim to destroy which is bad, or he can coax the Or HaGanus out of the Panim of the Bria until it's like a bird bursting out of its shell. When it's coaxed to understand that this has to come out, this comes out, and that was Aaron Akoyan's Avodah. It was an avodah that dealt with the refinest part. If you needed something mezuchah for that, you talk to the most refined part of the person. You catch him at his moment of elevation, at his moment of a special moment, and you tell him this is the real you. The avodah starts. So the avodah is the finest. It's miksha achas, because you don't deal with the pratim, you deal with the klal shaboy. You deal with, all you need to tell him is you need to convey to him that ner lekim nishmas adam, that your neshama down deep is a ner lekim, and it changes everything. It's something that is it's the person's avoda. Asha te oyle meileha. That Valoyscha is the Eishes Oyla Me'atzmoy, because that's its avoy, that's its asiya. What's the it sounds so much cheshiva, it sounds much better. But to do it requires two things. If the person himself, who's the mashpia, is not on a darga that he is himself Oymed Ruchnius, that he himself is not holding there, then it's Devarim Betalim. I can mechir a person Avera, even if I'm not such a great tzaddik myself, Echshehu I could point it out, and that's that. But the type of Ashpa that needs to talk Neshama to Neshama, that needs to talk to the Or HaGanus, requires somebody that's talking from the Or HaGanus. You need to awaken. It's like Rashi says that when a tinok hears a tinok crying, it begins to cry. It's mashma dafka tinok to tinok. There needs to be something that the person being mashpia, the hashpa that tremendous tzaddikim and Oved Hashem had on people wasn't always linked to the power of rhetoric or shtick or whatever it was. Most people, many of the anake oilam that were able to mashpi on people, didn't have particular qualities of being able to mashpi on apiteva. But when somebody talks from the Uragonus Sheboi, it creates something. It touches some other Uragonus. So you need to take a gachelas, somebody whose own coarseness has been already nisraf. You need to take the gachelas from the mizbeach, and that you can light the ner meravi. In the ner meravi itself, in the ner itself, you can light from candle to candle, because that's the oifi of it. But you take it. There's a certain hadragat. You need to start first with the Chanukah samizbeach. That comes first before the menorah. That avodah starts first. You also need to have the ayin toiva, where you deher, where you see. It says ner lekinus adam choifes chadrei beten. It's something which it goes through to the core of the other person. The person, one test, if the person himself deheres it in himself, is his ability to hear it in the other person. You need to be able to know that you're talking. I think the Abdus says, Azina Shmaiva Deber Visishma Artsimifi, he says, you speak to Shemayim. To the Shemayim of the person, and the Oretz listens in. A person needs to live with that sense. It's a second darga above his own Taharas HaNefesh. The person also needs to look through the courses of the Bria and to see the Oragonis everybody else. That's an Ayin Toiv. I don't want to play the words, but be Meitiv the Neiris. It's part of that Hatova, where the person sees it in the Bria around him. It's something which is Nagia. A, for each and every one himself, when a person gives himself Musa, when a person learns Musa, gives himself Musa, uses time to be misbeinim. There's a time to misbeinim about a person's shortcomings, and you need to do that. You need to take the shortcomings and be oimed on their pchisos, and their wrong, and so on. But so much more important is the person to look into himself and to see the ner lekim nishmas adam. Every person has the Aragonus. If he has a neshama, he has it. And if a person understands Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, and a person understands the Toiv Sheboi, then it's a whole different type of avodah. It has to come on top of the other avodah. A person can't take no shortcuts on avodah Hashem. But to beat up on yourself, on your problems, without trying to bring out the Toiv, the herring the Toiv in yourself, is a shortcoming that really, really is missing the ikar. It's true as a person becomes an achroi for mishpacha, for wife and children, that he has to be mechanech and bashpi on them. And it's in general society, every person will interact with people all over, a shochin, a worker, everything. That's our life is a life as we move into a life of interaction with people. That's where we are. We're part of a tzibur. Understanding that the biggest hashpah you might possibly have is the more a person's own metzias is ruchnias, in a ruchnistic way where he's deharing himself as a person, as being of something of a higher element. As much as a person lives with the emuna, that this same sense that he has, maybe a little more developed than somebody else has it waiting to be developed, that interaction brings the ha'ara. The first one brings a burning of the ra. Burning ra is important, but it leaves a lot of scar tissue. Burning is not a very, very, it's a very painful procedure. And when I have to tell somebody nasty teichacha and get them to stop do something, I might have been right, but it leaves in its wake a lot of issues. And for whatever a person is able to do through the Ha'ara, that when you enlighten the world for people, and it takes a lot of self-sacrifice, you need to keep doing what's right, even though people laugh or don't, or whatever, but a person does it, and that's what a person is, and that's why he's Messiahis to other people, in the Toiv that comes out of Ha'ara, goes to the Toiv that's at the very core of Bria Soilam. It's the fire was created the last day, Eshes again was created the second day, fire was created post it. Oir was the very Shayrish of Bria. Our problem is we don't have enough of it. But when a person is does it and brings it out, is mitzarev to the avodah of Aaron, of Vayaskin Aaron, Shalchok Gdoilo Mishalahem, Shalchok Kaim Loilo.
Just a big imagination.